Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us here on this audio program. You are now in Module 2. In this program, you will learn how you can uncover, realize, and accomplish more than you ever thought possible, because nothing is impossible. Just as the recap of what we covered in the last module, I'd like to remind you that we talked about how your self-image can determine your level of success and predict how successful that you will be. Your self-image is so pivotal to achieving all that you would desire. When your self-image is knocked down a little bit, there are ways to get back up. And it's through that getting back up that you will achieve and acquire success throughout your life and your business. We also explored how to build your self-image, and we took you through several elements of I am statements. We also asked you to get feedback from those around you with regard to how they view you, so you can understand what your strengths are, and then you can build upon those strengths. We also took you through the process of the frequency of utilizing tips and strategies such as the I am statements, how often you need to be feeding your mind with positive information so that you can achieve those things that you desire. We also explored how to turn negative comments or negativity into a positive experience or positive affirmations. And then we explored what the secret is to a healthy self-image. The self-image, or that is that, that's the foundation. And that is where we build everything up from. Last weekend, I was actually at a speech contest, and one of the speakers who I was one of the judges, talked about the format of a speech and what he looks for in a speech, and he compared it to building a house. So if we're going to compare this process of energizing your image and your executive presence, then we are building a house, and the foundation is your self-image in the way that you view yourself. Because quite frankly, at the end of the day, no one is going to view you higher or love you more than you love yourself. It really comes from within. This executive presence, this gravitas, all of that comes from within. Now, you can work on how to communicate more effectively through your communication skills and your nonverbals. And obviously, we're going to go through that at length through this program. You can also impact how you appear in your polish with regard to your appearance and how you're perceived and how people interact with you. And it's basically social etiquette and those skills that come a part of that. All of those different things we're going to explore as well as we go throughout this course. But self-image, that self-image is the foundation to build your house, the house that will be successful for you in putting forward that executive presence that you are wanting to do so. In this module, we are calling it the body translator. The body translator, what in the world does that mean? In this module, we're going to explore how what you do with your body, how it impacts your executive presence, and how you can energize your image through the use of your body, through your gestures, through the tone that you would use, through your posture. So we're going to explore all of those different elements so that you can be successful in putting forward the best, most polished, most positive image that is available to you and for you. And so that will then bring those things into your life that you're desiring. More business, better connections to people, just a happier, more successful life. All of those things we're going to cover as we take you through the body translator in this section. So thank you for joining me again. It means a lot that you would be willing to hit play again. So let's get started and let's go through this module. The first element would be, how does your posture affect your productivity and your presence? Now, I don't know about you, But I grew up with a father that was constantly telling me to stand up straight. Linda, stand up straight. Linda, stand up straight. Linda, stand up straight. Maybe you didn't have that in your life. Maybe it was a mother. Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a sibling. But I am grateful that I had that nagging voice all the time, because quite frankly, I still hear that voice, even though he's a few thousand miles away. Your posture is so critical to giving off that presence. Your posture is really important when you are speaking to an audience as well. So your posture, just by what you do with your posture, can actually visually look like you've lost 5 to 10 pounds. So I don't know about you, but most of us would really like to lose 5 to 10 pounds. So if I can do that by noting my posture, standing up straight, then I'm going to be more successful. Now, I've had the opportunity to work in sales environments, manage sales teams as well. And one of the tips or secrets to selling well or doing business development well and with great success is to stand up when you're making phone calls. And why would that be? As you stand up, you're actually putting your energy up. Everything's coming up. Right now, I'm standing and speaking to you. Note, now I'm going to take a seat down. I'm going to sit down, and you may notice now that my energy went just a little bit lower. So it really does make a difference based on how we stand, if we are standing and whether we're sitting. Now, you may not be able to stand all the time when you're in a meeting or you're presenting or you're on the phone, but the more often that you can stand, especially when you're reaching out to someone new, your energy will come up. And that's the goal. Everything is to look up. The more we look up, the more parts of our body we can bring up, the more energy that we'll bring, that we'll actually be able to put out. So looking up and having everything pointed up, the more accessible that energy is going to be for us. So your posture is really critical in moving your body in a positive way. Now, as you move your body and increase your posture, as I talked about, your productivity and your presence will increase, that energy will increase. But what actually happens that when you open up your body, or you sit up straight, or you stand up straight, or you walk with erectness, have your shoulders back and up. So again, your chest is up, shoulders are back, and everything's moving up, what actually happens to your brain and to your hormonal level is that it actually increases. And what increases is your testosterone. And the reason why that's important is that's like that power hormone for you. And then as you open up your body and you have more of an open posture, and through that, that raise of testosterone, but what also happens is your cortisol, which is your stress hormone, that actually lowers. So if you're having a stressful day, you're having a stressful conference call, or you're just stressed, or you're worried about something, take note of what your posture is doing. If you've got your legs crossed, your arms crossed, your hands clasped, take note to open up and stand up or sit up, as the case may be, so that that hormone level, that cortisol, can actually lower for yourself. So the more you're able to project and note your posture, the more successful you will be in order to achieve your goals and your objectives. Now, I've seen this a lot of times in my own life, but what's amazing is watching others. One of the things I get the opportunity to do is actually coach speakers in competitions and different presentations that they have to give, and work on the different elements in order to help them be more polished. One of the tips is before you go on to speak is to note exactly what you are doing with your body. So some individuals may have a tendency to look down at their phone. They're maybe a little bit nervous. They're checking their email. Or I have some speakers that like to listen to music to kind of get themselves revved up and going. Well, that's great. But the more you're looking down or the more closed you are, again, if you're sitting getting ready to go up and speak on a platform and you're at a banquet, you've got your legs crossed, you've got maybe your arms crossed, you've got earplugs in, you're shutting out the world, you know, trying to get in that zone to get pumped up. That's great, you're getting in that zone, but by having your body all closed, you're raising that cortisol level. So you're actually stressing yourself out more, and that fear, those butterflies will actually increase. So what you want to do in that circumstance is you want to note that, wow, I've got everything folded in. I want to get in a more open posture. Perhaps I want to put my arm on the chair next to me and kind of lean towards that chair. I want to get my legs out. One of the best ways to get an open posture is make sure both feet are planted and grounded. So that's your grounding. And when you get a little bit nervous and when you're speaking or making a presentation, or even if you're in a meeting or you're doing a pitch or going on a first date with someone, whatever the case may be, by having both feet planted, that allows you to be grounded and get yourself grounded with the earth, right? So that you can then project. So note what your posture and your feet are doing. Also, another tip that when you're meeting with someone else, perhaps you're networking, or again, if you're in a social situation and you're interested in someone and you're wondering, are they interested in me? Notice or look down at their feet. If their feet are pointed towards wherever the door is located, then that's a pretty good sign that they're not comfortable in speaking to you. So the feet never lie. The feet are an unconscious, subconscious barometer of what's going on inside. So take a look at their feet of whoever it is you're meeting with. And actually look at your feet too. If you're nervous or not feeling comfortable, take a note of where your feet are pointed. Are they pointed towards the door? And maybe there's something you need to do to change that. So becoming grounded, watching that posture, and getting everything up will be extremely effective for you. Also, posture as you walk. Now, maybe you haven't had the opportunity to walk a runway as a model, but note when models are walking, how they glide and they have their posture. It is erect. It looks confident. And you would have to be confident, right? To be up on a major runway, and especially depending on how many clothing items you're wearing or not. I actually had this experience. I've had the opportunity to model in my past. And as I did so, I actually ran for a Miss America contest, a couple different ones in my area. In fact, the story goes that, you know, I've mentioned that I was born and raised in a real small town in Idaho. And the county lines, they had a beauty pageant. Now, they didn't have just one beauty pageant in one county because it wasn't big enough. They had to combine with the second county. And what a great experience that was, be participating in a beauty pageant and learning all that I did, going through that judging process, going through that polishing, and learning more about how to increase my executive presence. Now, in the first module, I told you about the story of how my sister was termed or labeled the pretty one or the cute one. So obviously, my process of wanting to be the best that I could kind of drove me to this beauty pageant. So I had this opportunity to compete in this beauty pageant. But the whole purpose of this story, quite frankly, is that going down a runway in a bathing suit, now that's a test of how you see yourself, how you feel about yourself, and what you're projecting. Now, all of us, most of us, don't have to wear a bathing suit when we are going somewhere for the first time, right? Unless we're going to the beach or a pool. But when we're going to meet someone in a business setting, in a social setting, we're typically not dressed in a bathing suit. So that's a good thing. But we can put those elements to place. How would you walk if you were in a bathing suit? And by having that visual will actually help you project up. And again, keep that posture up and keep that glide in your walk, because you're going to want to walk. You're going to want to hold everything in as well as you can if you're walking or moving forward in a bathing suit and people are watching you. So think about that and have that visual. The other element, and this one of the tricks that I learned when I was a teenager and had the opportunity to speak about this in posture and presence and putting that forward and up, is think about as you're walking as if you were holding a rock between your buttocks. Now, my youngest son always jokes in the way I say buttocks, and he calls them my buttocks. But think about that. If you were walking into a meeting, walking into some presentation, or you're just on display, right? Or even you just want more confidence. Imagine going into there and holding as if you were had to hold a rock in your buttocks. And what that's going to do, again, is it's going to pull everything up. It's going to pull that posture up and that presence up. And as you do so, that actually will project a more confident, polished individual. And guess what? You'll probably even smile as you're thinking about that. And that actually is kind of the next aspect that this module is going to cover, is the power of a smile. What about a smile makes you happy? Or what about a smile relieves stress? Think about that in your life. What about a smile is so impactful? When you see a baby or an infant, someone's just had a baby and they're maybe 2 months old, 3 months old, whatever, and you smile at that baby, what happens back? Does that smile, that baby smile back at you? It mirrors you. The power of a smile. And one of the elements in order to persuade and to communicate effectively is to mirror. And we automatically start mirroring one another as we go through our interactions, even subconsciously, because we like likes to be with like. But so if you're in a tense situation or you're feeling a little bit nervous, smile, smile. Because I've had the opportunity to perform a lot, I've had lots of teachers, lots of coaches, lots of instructors reminding me, Linda, smile, smile more. And even colleagues, when I've been at a conference or putting on an event or had some big project, if someone's taken the time to notice, they'll say to me, hey, Linda, smile. And it makes you just stop and relax a little bit. That smile is really pivotal to your success and pulling people into your world and helping them feel better and more comfortable around you too. But more than that, and others that it impacts, and pretty much everything that I'm going to share with you throughout these modules, is it's not just about impacting others so others see you in a better light, but really it's about impacting yourself so that you feel like you're better, you're stronger, you're more confident. So you may start with the idea of, oh, I got to be more persuasive, or, oh, I got to make impact, or be remembered, or so that people are, you know, want me for whatever the case may be. Maybe you're going for a promotion and you want a promotion. Your smile will impact others, but it will impact you. Again, it will lower stress. So the power of a smile is critical to your success. Now, one of the great ways to note and improve your smile is a smile, a natural smile comes on kind of slowly. And it will also fade slowly. Now, when I say to my kids or perhaps one of my clients that I'm working with, smile. So you may put a smile in your face really fast. That isn't as natural as a smile coming on and a smile coming off. Also, what happens as you smile is the corners of your eyes kind of crinkle up or crow's feet. Now, I have this fascination with crow's feet. I think they're extremely sexy. And where I fell in love with crow's feet was actually with my husband, as he's 6.5 years older than I am, and I was married very young at age 18. But as he would smile, he'd get these little crow's feet. And that, quite frankly, is one of the most sexiest things that I found attractive by him. And I guess it's because that smile is so important. I don't know about you, but there I know a lot of serious people in my life, and I have a tendency to get kind of over serious as well. And a goal that I always had as a kid, especially like I remember sitting with my dad at the dinner table on Sundays, and that was sometimes the most relaxed he would be, and really, quite frankly, some of the most time I would have with him during the week. He's very busy. He was a farmer, was also superintendent of school. So sitting around after Sunday dinner, and he'd start telling stories, different experiences. And I would try to say something that would make him smile, even just a little bit, just because that softness that comes up and that energy that comes up. So a smile is so important in putting forward and exuding a polished professional image and executive presence. Getting people to smile, and really, truly, smiling is free, right? And when you smile at someone else, you're actually giving someone a gift. In fact, it may be the only gift that that person, or only great experience or positive experience or even just good experience that someone's had in a day. So smile, smile more, smile often, keep smiling. Obviously, there are times when you don't want to smile as much, but those are fewer and farther in between. Perhaps when you're giving some bad news, you're not going to want to smile in that bad news. But the more you can smile and implement smiling, the more effective that you will be in all aspects. And this is not just for women. It's for men. Smiling. Smiling makes you more approachable. Smiling makes you seem very confident as well. So the more you can smile, the more impactful you're going to be. All right, now let's talk about body language. Body language is all around us. We see it, and subconsciously it's happening all the time. We're putting out, or we're communicating with our nonverbal communication. And that is, and a lot of that is body language. In fact, your words that you communicate with are only 7% of how you're communicating. So we get so hung up on what words to say, or what presentation when I'm giving a presentation, or I'm going into a meeting. Oh, I got to know my stuff. I got to be prepared. I got to be ready. So we get so hung up over all those words that 7% is only what's being communicated when you're communicating, are the actual vocal words. 93% is all nonverbal communication. And in that 93%, there's about 58% that's body language. So let's talk about body language. We've talked about how posture impacts your ability to perceive with grace, increasing your executive presence. We've talked about the power of a smile. And the smile also impacts the body language, your gestures, your tone. You can tell when someone is smiling on the phone as they speak to you. So when I take a call, if I take a smile, put a smile on my face as I come into that call, again, I'm going to be more approachable into that phone call, especially if I'm calling and trying to introduce myself to someone that doesn't know who I am and they think they're getting a sales call, I want to have that tone also impacts that. And that's all part of nonverbal communication. I've already mentioned with regard to closing up your body, for instance, as you're speaking or you're going into some kind of meeting, perhaps you have an interview with someone. A lot of times mistake people make is they're sitting and waiting in a waiting room again. They're crossing their legs. They're folding their ankles. They're folding their hands. They're closing off all this energy and thus raising their stress level, that cortisol level, and lowering their testosterone. And so you want to have an open posture. Ann Cuddy, who is a speaker on TEDx, and if you haven't ever watched TEDx Talks, I'd encourage you to do so. They are a great resource for all sorts of things, fascinating talks. But she gives a great talk about body language and what she refers to as power up postures. Now, when you're going into some event that you're nervous about or you're going to be on stage, you're going on that first date, or you're just going into some interaction that you're a little bit nervous about, some kind of communication or one of those crucial conversations that you might be having and you're nervous about. In order to calm down, go in for a minute, do 2 minutes of power up postures. So what is a power up posture? A power up posture is where you stand with both feet grounded, again, getting that stance. So shoulder width apart, your feet are. And if you're in a car, I wouldn't encourage you to do this now, but maybe you're parked or you're maybe at a light. So you can ground. Think about grounding. Visualize yourself grounding, 2 feet planted. Putting your hands on your hips, standing up nice and straight and tall as you do so. And so then you're grounding. And by putting your hands on your hips, you have still an open posture. Yes, your hands are touching the top of your hip, but you're open. Now, they talk about the windows of the body. And the windows that are a part of your body are your pelvis, the palm of your hands, your face, your chest. All of these are windows, basically, of your body. And you want the windows of your body so that everything is up. And again, feet are grounded, but everything is up. Your knees are also part of your windows, and your heart, your mouth, and your eyes. So think of that as the windows. So if energy is coming out of you, it is coming, and you don't have to say anything at all. By looking up and out, your eyes are up, your mouth is up, your knees are up, your palms are facing up. These are all the windows. By having that mental picture, that is that posture of strength and power and energy that you want to have. That is very much an open stance. So being open. So getting ready to go on for something that's maybe got you a little bit nervous or anxious, doing that power up posture, standing like in a restroom in a bathroom stall for 2 minutes with your hands, your feet spread shoulder width apart, your hands on your hips, or perhaps bringing your arms up above your head like you've just run a race and you were the first to pass through the finish line. And you are first, so you have your hands raised up in a V, standing for victory. That's a power pose. Also a power pose is like the one on the hips is a Wonder Woman pose. So think about Wonder Woman, my friends, as you are trying to get ready to go in or you're a little bit nervous. So taking 2 minutes to do these power up poses, having your body open and out in the bathroom will actually help, again, raise that testosterone and lower that cortisol. And then if you've got a few more minutes or you have to wait a little bit more, just be cognizant of what you're doing with your body. So not sitting with your legs all crossed or your ankles all crossed or folded, your hands all folded, but things, keeping that posture up and spread out a little bit. Use your space and utilize that around you. So that is one of the ways that you can prep for any type of meeting or speaking engagement. Now, as you're sitting, noticing what your body language is doing as well. Again, you can have your legs planted firmly on the ground rather than crossing your legs. That will help. And also not crossing your arms. So keeping everything open. And as you do so, you will be more impactful. Now, let me share a story with you with regard to body language and an element of how my body language had an impact in a meeting. I used to work with a chief officer of a company that when I'd go in to pitch my ideas and proposals and programs, he immediately would close up in his body language. Arms would fold and legs, he'd cross his legs, and you could see a visual closing down of, yeah, just convince me, Linda, that this is really the right thing to do. So my job in that situation was to build rapport and get him to open up. Now, a little bit earlier, I talked about mirroring and how we mirror. So a baby mirrors us. When you smile at that baby, assuming the baby's old enough, will smile back at you. That is mirroring. So when you are meeting with someone and you're trying to throw an idea out or you're trying to get them to buy into whatever it is you're trying to promote, that you know you're coming from a positive, good place, that this will be a really great thing for you and something that you really need to fully consider because it will bless your life. You want to mirror their body language. So as you do that, and not in a really conscious way either, you know, just kind of subtly going into that so that, again, you can build some rapport. So what I would do is I would then cross my arms. And if he's sitting back, I would sit back a little bit. And then as we would be talking and I start nodding and then he would start nodding, I would then start to open up my arms. And then he eventually would open up his arms. And again, this mirror, this rapport automatically happens, this mirror matching. This is powerful for you in order to influence. And also realize if you're being influenced that way too. So let's flip it on the other side. Is maybe someone's come into you and you're really not interested, then be direct. But notice how you may have agreed to do something and you maybe didn't really want to, and kind of replay back. Did they start matching and mirroring? And how can you break that cycle? Again, body language is really powerful. The nonverbals of 58% in how our body language is perceived. Now, when we go to greet one another and we have interactions with others, as I mentioned, the windows to your energy and the windows that you want to project out in openness, one of those windows is the palm of your hand. So as you go in to shake someone's hand, you kind of want to go in with your palm kind of swinging out. So you're exposing your palm. As you expose your palm, that's a vulnerable part of your body. And as you do that, then you're showing that you're open. And that's what you want to do when you go to greet someone or shake someone's hand, is that openness. Also, as you greet someone, greeting someone with a smile. So the more that you can implement these aspects, the more polished and productive you're going to be and more influential you will be by utilizing your body. Now, some ideas or actually thoughts with regard to what your body is saying. Again, we call this module the body translator. As you're giving a speech or someone speaking to you, if you have a tendency to move the left side of your body, that means that you're actually using the right side of your brain. So in that side of your brain is the creative side of your brain. Now, this is also a tell to see if someone's maybe being truthful to you or not. What will happen is, is if someone's talking to you and you suspect perhaps that they're maybe not telling you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, what they'll do is if there might be some mistruth there or half truth there, they'll have a tendency to touch their face almost like, or even like cover their lips. And in that micro expression or that micro moment, they're trying to kind of cap, or it's like they're trying to cover their lips of like, I see no evil, I speak no evil, you know, that little monkey cartoon, I hear no evil. So they're trying to cover their mouth, or they might rub their nose. So those are gestures that let you know that maybe you're not getting the whole truth here. Same goes for you are giving a presentation and you've got a lot of analytical data and you know your stuff. What you'll have a tendency to do then is you'll end up moving more the right side of your body, because by using our left brain, that's the analytical part of our brain, and the facts, the figures, then what happens is the movement comes out on our right side. Also, as you use your body language, you want to gesture and have your gestures match what it is you're saying. So if you're making a point, you want to be cognizant that as you make that point, you want to emphasize that point, like with a gesture, a shake of the hand or a pulse point. You'll notice this with politicians. Body language is fascinating when you watch politicians. In fact, one of the first forays of body language experts and that they talk a lot about is the debate between Nixon and JF Kennedy. So when JF Kennedy was first running for office, now to this point, they had never had a debate on television before. So they were having this first debate on television. The candidates both agreed to be on television, this kind of new medium. And what was fascinating about this television interview of this debate was that the lights, you know, the heat that they would bring onto the candidates. And Nixon had actually just gotten out of the hospital. He just had knee surgery. So he was actually in pain and not feeling that good. And they were standing up behind this podium. And as they were standing behind this podium and they were getting ready to go on, they asked JFK or Kennedy and Nixon if they would like makeup on. And Kennedy said, oh, yeah, give me lots of it. Want it. And Nixon, again, he's a man, was a man's man. He said, no, I don't want that makeup. Well, what appeared because of those hot lights, because of the pain and the recovery that Nixon was also doing, and even in age elements and the makeup that came on, what appeared with Kennedy versus Nixon is those that were polled after the debate, basically they said that Kennedy won the debate. He looked more youthful. He looked healthier. He looked energetic. Whereas Nixon was like wiping his head. He was sweating. The hot lights. He wasn't feeling that great. But on radio, they also polled those that listened to the debate on radio, and actually Nixon won. So all of these things impact how successful we are in persuasion, in communicating effectively. So your body language. So we've talked a lot about the different elements of body language. Also, as I mentioned a little bit earlier about when you say something and having your gestures validate or enhance or give strength to what it is you're saying, you want your gestures to match what you're saying. That's one of the big things that you can watch when you're watching speakers is, do their gestures go along with what they're saying? Another trick that politicians do as well is when they are speaking and they're trying to get you to agree with them, they'll actually start doing a pulse like with their hand before they make a point. And what happens is you start nodding with them. Again, they're trying to emphasize and get you in agreement with them. All the use of body language. So as you're making a presentation to someone or you're trying to persuade someone, putting that nod in, putting that gesture in to get people going with you and agreeing and buying into what it is you're saying, the more impactful you will be in your communication and being able to communicate effectively. All these different little elements tie into and build up your ability to communicate with your body and how your body is that translator for providing that energetic image or enhancing your executive presence. One of the things too, there's obviously etiquette as you're sitting at a dinner. You never put your elbows on the table, right? You never lean in, you never slouch in. Again, you show that poise and that grace and also the respect for those that you're with by noting what your body is doing. Another tell for body language and for you to watch as well is one of the things that we have a tendency to do when we're in a situation where we're a little bit nervous or a little bit uncomfortable, we'll do what's called a self gesture. And a self gesture happens in lots of different ways where we might clasp our hand and we might take one thumb, the top of a thumb, and rub the top of the other hand with that thumb. That's a self comforting gesture where we're maybe not as comfortable as we normally could be, or we're not as animated as we talk. So washing your hands and what you're doing with your hands and keeping them unclasped. Also, as you present or you're in front of a group, keeping your hands down at your side, or as you're speaking at a podium, you want your actions to come from your hands to your side, but arms raised, forearms raised, and you make your actions with your elbows. One of the keys on camera too is if you're being videoed, you either want to be in frame so that your arms are being seen in that frame in the video, or if they're not being seen in that frame in the video, you want to make sure that you have your arms down, because otherwise what will happen is your body will be moving on the camera, but we can't see your arms. So you may be gesturing, but we're not seeing your gestures. So being cognizant, again, what your medium is, if you're presenting, if you're in a meeting, if you're going into a social situation, how all this different body language impacts your ability to communicate the message that you're really desiring to communicate. Now, being closed in your body language, there's a couple different reasons why you might be closed. You may be cold, right? A woman might be speaking to a man in someone's office and she's cold, so she might have her arms crossed. When we look at body language, we're actually looking for clusters. Clusters that tell us, so that if we were to just take one element by itself, so for instance, if someone has their arms crossed, that could mean several different things. That could mean that they're irritated, they're bored, they're cold. So that could mean three different things right there. But when we take that just alone, that's what we might see. We might see one of those things. But as we look at what their facial gestures are doing, do they look annoyed? Are their lips, kind of pursed? Are they tight? Is their mouth tight? Or are they squinting their eyes, perhaps? Or are they their teeth moving they're chattering? So by taking a look at these clusters, then we have a better idea of really what's going on with the person that we're communicating with. The more we communicate in an open, polished way, the more energy that we exude, the more confidence that we exude as well. So body language is critical to your success and understanding how it impacts and influences those around you. Also, the body, and since this is part of the body, is listening. So we've talked about what you do with your posture, your hands, your feet, but what do you do with your ears? Other than if you're a woman, you probably wear an earring. But what do you do with your ears? Now, I love the saying how you've been given two ears and one mouth. Use them in that proportion. Listening. Listening is critical to your success. In fact, if you want to be a better leader, you want to listen more. You want to listen to understand. You want to listen to understand what's not being said, so you can understand the meaning and get really deep and take in what the individual is sharing with you. The more you listen, the more confident you will be, the more polished you will be, Listening is so key. Now, I haven't had I can't listen to you on this audio program, which is actually kind of a hard thing for me, I have to admit. The ability to ask powerful questions and then really listen to what those answers are. The ability to be really present and not having any distractions is a tool and a skill that, if implemented, will help you reach the success that you want. Now, you may think you're a great listener, but I would encourage you to ask for feedback. I'd also encourage you to ask for feedback on any tics or gestures or nervous gestures that you have. Perhaps you have a tendency to blink an eye a lot, or touch your hair a lot, play with your hair, or smack your lips. What nervous habits do you have? And what are some things that you can do to eradicate that out of your being? Getting feedback. Again, getting feedback is important for us because then we're able to change and grow. In fact, one of the best ways to enhance or energize your image is to get feedback, especially from those that you trust and you see positive things in them and you respect their opinion. Now, getting feedback from someone that you don't really buy into what they say or believe is not going to be helpful for you. Or getting feedback from someone that's jealous of you or insecure, that's not going to be helpful feedback. Getting feedback from someone that you really respect, admire, that has gone the path that you desire to go down. Getting that feedback. As you give feedback, the best way to give feedback is to talk about those things that are really positive and that you really like. And wow, I loved your energy, or I love the way you enter a room. And then sharing with that individual something that you feel like could improve. And again, these are all your opinions, so they can take or leave it. For instance, giving something that I see, you know, you have a tendency to drop your smile, or when you drop your smile, it looks like this cloak is going over your eyes. And when you do that, it feels like there's a barrier going up, so that you're bringing awareness to the individual you're talking about that, oh, maybe I, the individual who's getting this feedback, needs to be aware that I need to smile more or not keep that cloak. Or as I'm thinking or I'm taking in input, that I don't put that cloak up or that shield. And then you as the evaluator ending up with, I'd appreciate your energy. I've learned so much from that. You inspire me to want to show more energy and to have a better posture or to be more aware of the way I communicate. So I really appreciate those things that you're teaching me. So as we share feedback and give feedback to one another and we receive feedback and accept feedback that's useful, if it's not useful, then you throw it away. It does you no good to chew on that. So feedback is important if it's useful in helping you achieve your goals and move you forward and helping you to grow. That's what you want to keep in mind as you give feedback and as you are receiving feedback. But the more that we interact with one another, we have that opportunity to help each other energize our image and build up that gravitas and that executive presence that's possible with each one of us. Keeping your body open when you're getting ready to go on and do something you're a little bit nervous about. Powering up, doing those power-up postures. Keeping that posture strong. Watching that you're slouching. You know, posture is such a big thing. Actually, as we improve our posture, we're improving the tone and fitness and look of our physical bodies. And that's all great. Those are all wonderful physical pluses that we get. But the mental and emotional pluses we get are even better, Because as we move our body up, we're actually increasing those hormones and lowering those hormones that are the stress hormones. And by doing that, we mentally are telling ourselves that we like ourselves and we're strong and we are capable and we got this. We can do this. All of those elements are part of the elements to increasing your presence so that it's more powerful, more polished, more positive. And I know you've heard me say that already a lot in this program, but that's what this is all about. That's why you put this module on to listen to, is doing and learning what you can do to improve your presence and your image, to energize your image. Being aware of what your body is saying to others. Being aware of how your body language or your body nonverbals are communicating to those that you're speaking with. Mirroring and matching them to get them to open up so that you can come together in an idea. So that you can be synergistic. Because that's the fun stuff, right? When we stop posturing or trying to impress others, but we really are just open. We're authentic. And we seek to understand first rather than being understood. I love that habit from Stephen Covey, from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. That is so critical to your success, which is part of the reason why in body language, listening is a part of that and a piece of that. Knowing what your gestures are doing and what they're saying to yourself and to others. Having your gestures match your words as you make points and put forward your points. When walking into a room, walking with confidence. Walking as if you're in a bathing suit and holding a rock as you walk into that element. All of those aspects will improve your ability to put your message forward in the way that you want to put your message forward. So we've talked a lot about body language in this module. So I would give you some assignments as a part of this. So if you could hit stop or pause at this point and go take note for the next 3 days in experiences that you're at. I want you to watch people. And people watching is really fun, so you're probably going to love this assignment. But I want you to watch and say, so if you couldn't hear them, and hopefully you won't, so you can be watching people from afar, go to a mall or a restaurant or something and watch people. Watch how they're connecting. Watch how they're looking down at their phones and not connecting to one another. And by doing that, you get an idea of, you can see what people are saying without even hearing what they're saying. And then it says, you watch others, ask others to give you feedback on what it is you're saying so that you can have an understanding of what exactly, what are your gestures saying to others? What is your posture saying? And then being cognizant of these things and increasing your ability to communicate and understanding what your nonverbals are communicating will help you as you strive to increase your presence or increase your goals. So I hope all these things will be a great tie-in for you. And I know that they can impact your ability to be more confident. One last story with regard to body language, and it goes to listening, actually. I had the opportunity lots of years ago, to be interviewed with this group, and it was a pretty stringent experience in that I was interviewed by multiple people within the organization. And as I was being interviewed by one of the final individuals, one of the probably decision makers or definitely influencers to an offer or not a job offer, typically when you go on an interview, at least I like to, and I would think most people would, you know, you kind of want to let them know, well, I've done this or I've done that. Again, promoting yourself. Yeah. I mean, if you're not your own cheerleader, who's going to be your cheerleader? But I quickly learned in this experience with this particular individual that the more I did that, or I tried to do that, quite frankly, I didn't really get to do that. This individual started talking over me. Now, I could have been bugged and irritated and said, come on, let me speak. My body could have shown that as well. But fortunately, I listened to that still small voice that told me to just listen. Sit, absorb, and listen. As I did that, this individual kept sharing with me background about themselves to me. They shared with me experiences they had. They shared with me their expertise. They shared with me their knowledge and stories. And they talked 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 some more. They did a lot of talking. I think that's coming across. And in fact, they did so much talking that they talked themselves into wanting to hire me. And I hardly said anything in that interview. Because of that experience, I ended up tripling what I was currently making. Listening is so critical to your success. Being open in your communication and open in your dialogue. The more you can do that, the more you are able to open up, now open up that posture and keep positive and just really listen and seek to understand first before being understood, the more you're going to succeed at whatever it is you're trying to succeed at in your professional life, with your business, in your personal life, even in trying to influence your kids. This body language is really impactful and imperative in order to do that. So I know firsthand how it can work and how to make it work and how to become aware of it. So your body is the translator both to you and to others, but most importantly, you. When you need more energy, get up, stretch. Breathe. Take a big, deep breath. Reminder for you, go out, do some people watching. Watch the conversations that are happening and what people are saying without hearing the words. Ask for feedback about any nervous tics or things that you do that could be eliminated or changed so that you can be more impactful in your communication style. And as you implement those, see your image be energized and your presence improved. All right, this is end of module 2. Thank you so much for sticking with me through this process. And let's keep going. In our next module, we're going to talk about how communicating with your words can increase your executive presence and energize your image. Be sure to go do those exercises that we talked about throughout this module. And I want you to remember that you can uncover, realize, and accomplish your potential, and that nothing is impossible. We'll see you on the next module.